Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's the Connor Happer Show. Are we sure we want to do this?
Could you, like, make an announcement that we're ready?
It's the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
All right, welcome in. Happy Wednesday. It is the Connor Happer Show here on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Connor Happer and some guy named Josh. Welcome to the final day of May. That means for some reason, I don't know why, but today is the day that we learn the kickoff times. I'm hungry. Feed me. Feed me kickoff times. I've been hungry for a couple weeks. I don't know if you noticed that.
Snack, snack, snack.
And they gave me a little snack, snack. Give me a little crumb this morning. They're like, here you go. Here's Nebraska, Iowa. It's at 11 o'clock on Black Friday. That's what we know so far. We also know the time, which was already assumed for Illinois and Nebraska to take place on that Friday night in early October. That will be a 7 o'clock kickoff on FS1. Call me a nerd. I don't know what it is. I love this stuff. It's and I'll say this for sure. It absolutely 100% is newsworthy to me in the absence of any other things going on. If there was anything better to talk about, I would love to talk about the better things. But I do enjoy this game a little bit, and I like, I like sort of fitting that puzzle together. Maybe taking some guesses here and there as well, like where is this going to be? And now it becomes even more complicated of a puzzle for the Big Ten Conference because there's a couple more TV partners that you have to deal with. We'll talk about the Big Ten's new TV partners today. Yesterday, NBC announced a portion of its Big Ten slate. And yes, you may have noticed it is a bit underwhelming. A bit underwhelming.
Just a bit.
Not their fault. Not a lot to work with. They got in. They're getting in now. They'll get a better deal next year, that's for sure. But there is no Big Ten. You know, there's not much Big Ten inventory this year. And, the good games are going to go to, Fox. And that is sort of the deal right now. So NBC and CBS are left. CBS got the Black Friday game, which, the Big Ten Network had really juiced up over the last couple of years to say, hey, man, this is a really good deal for us. We get a lot of people to watch it. It's one of the most watched games of the weekend. It's definitely the most watched game of Black Friday. Obviously, you throw the NFL in Black Friday this year, and it maybe changes the formula, changes the equation a little bit. But, the Big Ten Network had made a really big deal out of that game, making it their primary performance of the year, and CBS says, okay, good idea. Let's take that. Let's see what we can turn into. It'll be an interesting year of Big Ten football. I would call it, almost a trial year sort of for the networks or for those two networks to iron out some kinks, get your production right, get your broadcast crews right. And then next year, you really get to blow it out with USC and UCLA joining the conference, and you get the whole shebang, and you get some good games. So this is kind of like the ramp up year. It's the in between year. There's 14 teams in the conference right now, and there's just, like I said, there's just not sort of enough inventory for all those things. And next year, you still have the two new TV networks, and then you have the two new teams, and you have no divisions, and you get a really big say. This is the reason why you're at the table right now. If you're NBC and CBS, you get a nice little say in what the actual conference, the sort of reformation of the conference actually looks like. Are we canceling divisions? Almost for sure. What do our rivalry games look like? Are there any? Do we care about them? How many of them are there? How closely do we hold the past? to our bodies until we forge forward into the future. This is summer, and these type of college football topics are what we're going to be talking about for the next couple months. That and NIL, probably.
Is NIL ruining the sport?
Can't wait. Can't wait. We had a nice couple months in front of us here. It's Nebraska football players, new enrollees or new freshmen this fall, getting onto campus yesterday for the first summer session, and players re-arriving back for their summer workouts. They're all the way in. This is basically when it starts. Welcome. Happy Wednesday. Full transparency. I am wearing a bucket hat, yes. It is awfully difficult to me to wear this bucket hat and wear the headphones at the same time. I should have gone back to the buds today. Hashtag back to the buds.
Okay.
And I'm wearing this bucket hat because it's symbolic to me. And it's symbolic for this reason. I will not be here for the next 4 days. It's going to be great.
You're leaving on a plane tonight, right?
Yeah, in a few hours, yeah.
Nice.
A few hours after the show. So I'm getting out of here and just saying, see ya for a couple days. And that's why I'm wearing the bucket hat, because I'm feeling festive. This is my College World Series bucket hat from last year. Became very famous.
You'll be back next Wednesday.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
You will be missed.
Why'd you say it like that?
I mean, it'd be nice to have a Nuggets fan here during the NBA Finals.
Well, I didn't know the Nuggets were going to make the Finals, okay? It's happening. And there's nothing anybody could do about it at this point. We're going, and I got my bucket hat on, and that's the official reason why. So watch along with us on YouTube, 1620 The Zone TV, if you'd like to, 1620thezone.com. We're seeing the game time sort of, inch their way out a little bit this afternoon. Of course, we'll keep you updated on all of those things. We'll go back to a couple things that we didn't get to yesterday. Never ended up talking about sort of the NCAA tournament field for baseball and the RPI and the over-reliance on the RPI and what coaches and people around the sport have had to say about it. And it's, we've had sort of reform and different ideas like this for selection committees, and we've changed it up a little bit for basketball. Anything you do is going to undergo some sort of criticism, of course. But it seems as if to me the college baseball RPI system is a tad broken at the moment. It could be tricked in some different ways, and then it also hurts the teams that are just geographically challenged, which, I mean, maybe that's the point of it. You're geographically challenged and there's nothing you could really do about that fact. But we'll talk about that as we go on throughout the show. We'll go through that NBC schedule. A couple Husker baseball movers in the portal, and then a retirement yesterday of note. Some conference realignment stuff involving the Colorado Buffaloes. Take a quick look at that. And tonight at 10:59 Central Time, all of the early entrants into the NBA draft will have to have a decision made on if they are going to remain in the draft or if they are going to return to college next year. A couple local decisions of note: Trey Alexander, Keisei Tominaga, Arthur Kaluma, I suppose, as well, even though he's not going to return to Creighton. We'll jump back into Logan Smothers from yesterday and take a brief look at Nebraska's fun and cool and great quarterback history of guys that they have recruited. And then we'll talk about Cable.
So you love talking about Cable.
Okay, it's bad day for Cable yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's just a hit against it, involving the San Diego Padres. Plenty to come on the show today. Always feel free, email Connor at 1620thezone.com. On the Equitable Bank inbox, you can tweet at Happer Show or at Connor Happer on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. We'd encourage you to do so because today is Wednesday and it's a tweet bag. It is Wednesday, even though it doesn't feel like it. So we need some tweet bag questions.
Really snuck up on me today.
Look, I forgot about it too. Load them up and we'll empty that thing out in about an hour. At Happer Show. Once again, tweet there. Don't think we have anything to any goodwill to offer you today. Just kudos. Thank you. Thanks.
Playing for pride today, which is the greatest prize of all, some might say.
You could, of course, call or text 402-951-1620. Watch along at 1620thezone.com and comment there as well. Mitch Sherman, Robin Washit on the show today. The lineup powered by the Roofreries, John Higgins Weather Guard. Okay, did I get it all out of the way?
I think so.
Sounds good to me. Let's get this thing rolling on the final day of May in the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.